time now for the latest world sport from the BBC. Hello, I'm Kath Leahy. Coming up in the next 10 minutes, the host South Africa take their first win at the Cup of Nations while Cape Verde are held to a draw. Swansea will meet Bradford in the final of the League Cup at Wembley.
The final whistle goes at the Liberty Stadium and Swansea City have done it. They've beaten the European champions in the semi-final of the League Cup to reach a major cup final for the first time in their history.
And we'll look ahead to semi-finals day at the Australian Open Tennis in Melbourne. So first to the Africa Cup of Nations, where the host South Africa did their hopes of qualification for the second phase the power of good with a 2-0 victory over Angola, while Cape Verde had to settle for a point after conceding a second-half equaliser to Morocco. Rounding up the action from the fifth day of competition, here's the BBC's Seth Bennett.
It was a brave and bold decision for coach Gordon Eagerson to make five changes to the side that played in that tournament opener. But there were changes that paid off as South Africa produced one of their best performances in this competition for quite some time. Goals from Sangweni in the first half and Majuro in the second gave them a comfortable looking 2-0 win over Angola. A victory that will restore faith in the fans who were starting to flag a little bit and hopes of a repeat of 1996 seem to be put on the back burner. But that win takes South Africa to the top of Group A, and they now are very much in a pole position for a place in the quarterfinals. It was a historic evening for Cape Verde as they scored their first goal in the competition, Platini getting the accolade and the celebration to go with it. Unfortunately for them, though, it wasn't enough to deliver a win. Youssef El Arabi scored 12 minutes from time to give Morocco a point, and that means that both sides now must win their final game to have any chance of proceeding.
Well, the South African coach Gordon Eagerson says after their draw on the opening day of the competition, they played this match like it was all or nothing.
Today we had to just go for it. You know, we were prepared to lose the game. I told the players they've got to stop believing themselves. I believe in them. We played four at the back with only one holding midfield player, and the rest of them were attacking players. And I was confident that the back four, that holding player, would do the job today, and they did.
And South Africa's captain Bongani Kamalo agrees that they took a chance by playing in such an attacking manner.
We took a huge gamble in terms of the attacking players, but you know, we had to be bold, we had to be brave, and you know, we've said we believe in ourselves, and it's, you know, we had to show that today, and I believe that every player showed that, and it's important to sort of stay focused and realize that, you know, the job is not done yet. You know, we still have one more game before we can say we've qualified, so you know, that's our next focus and our next aim.
So the victory leaves South Africa on 4 points. They're top of Group A, but Angola are now bottom of the section with only a single point. Cape Verde and Morocco drew their opening games, and honours were even when they met each other in Durban, so both nations have 2 points with one game to go. The Tunisian Football Federation have confirmed that their striker Issam Djoma will miss the rest of the Cup of Nations after picking up a knee injury in the win over Algeria on Tuesday. Djoma was the top scorer in qualifying for last year's tournament, but he could only manage one in the finals, so his bad fortune at the tournament has continued in 2013. Now to the night's action from the English League Cup, where Swansea City reached their first major English final after holding Chelsea in the second leg of their semi-final to win 2-0 in aggregate. But the match will be remembered more for the bizarre sending off of Chelsea's Eden Hazard. Watching at the Liberty Stadium was the BBC's John Murray.
Unfortunately for Swansea City, their great achievement is in danger of being overshadowed, in the short term at least, by the incident involving Eden Hazard and the ball boy. Late in the match, the Belgian international kicked out at the youngster in an attempt to dislodge the ball from under him as the boy lay on top of it. For Hazard, it did not look good. He was sent off for an act of violent conduct, and the matter will be referred to the FA. But the two later apologised to one another in the Chelsea dressing room, with the ball boy indicating he would not be pursuing the matter with the police.
The Swansea manager Michael Laudrup admitted that Hazard would soon live to regret the incident.
I completely understand the player who's frustrated because his team is behind, and the ball boy should have given away the ball, but again, there are things you can never do. You can't kick another person or a boy like that. So I think he will regret it, Hazard, who is for me a great player, great young player, but I think when he sees the images on the television, he will regret it when he's calm again.
In the English Premier League, Arsenal were on form as they scored 4 goals in 10 minutes at the start of the second half to beat West Ham 5-1 at the Emirates. But the match was overshadowed by a serious-looking injury to West Ham substitute Daniel Potts. Watching for the BBC was Alistair Bruceball.
Jack Wilshere said it was like the old Arsenal as they tore West Ham's defence to shreds at the start of the second half. 4 goals in 10 minutes, Sam Allardyce said they were just too good, although the Hammers' defence did seem to go walkabout at 3-1 to give Podolski the freedom of the Emirates to tee up Giroud and Walcott for the fourth and fifth goals. Podolski had already scored a Thunderbolt equaliser in the first half after Jack Collison had given the visitors the lead, but in the end the result and the match seemed an irrelevance after a worrying injury to 18-year-old Daniel Potts. A clash of heads with Sanya seemed to knock him out cold before he hit the ground. He was drifting in and out of consciousness on the pitch. He couldn't tell the medical staff where he was or what the score was, and eventually he came off the pitch unconscious on a stretcher in a neck brace. He went straight to hospital, where he's been kept in overnight for observation.
Elsewhere in Europe, and Real Madrid are through to the semi-finals of the Copa del Rey, despite finding life much tougher in Valencia than they did in the league 3 days ago. Jose Mourinho's side won 5-0 at the Mestalla at the weekend, but they were held to a 1-1 draw in the cup on Wednesday, but they still went through 3-1 on aggregate. Sevilla are also through after a 4-0 home win over Real Zaragoza. The visitors had two men sent off. The Spanish international Alvaro Negredo scored twice for the Andalusian side. And in the first leg of their Copa Italia semi-final, Roma beat Internazionale 2-1 at the Stadio Olimpico. Alessandro Florenzi and Matteo Destro gave Roma a 2-0 lead, but Rodrigo Palacio's goal ensured that Inter had something to take back with them to Milan. The winners of the tie will play either Lazio or Juventus in the final. Now it's semi-finals day at the Australian Open Tennis in Melbourne, where Maria Sharapova will be hoping to continue her scintillating form in the competition as she takes on Li Na of China. Sharapova has only conceded 9 games in 5 matches so far in the championships. The second semi-final sees America's new hope Sloane Stephens up against the world number one and the defending champion Victoria Azarenka. 19-year-old Stephens knocked out the former champion Serena Williams in her quarterfinal on Wednesday and admits that now she's in her second season on the tour, she has the confidence to take on the top players.
I've definitely improved a lot, and it definitely last year it was all new to me, and it was just kind of a new experience. And like I said, in Brisbane, it was the first time, so it was tough, but once you get by the first time you do anything, it's tricky. And I think I was kind of just ready to play, and of course I've improved a lot and worked really hard on my fitness and all that other stuff, so I was definitely grateful that the year that has gone by has been a good one.
And the first semi-final in the men's singles sees Novak Djokovic take on David Ferrer of Spain. Now to the NFL, and Sean Payton is back as the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, just a year after being suspended for his part in the club's bounty scandal. In 2012, several of the Saints' coaching staff were caught offering their players financial bonuses in exchange for hurting their opponents' star performance. The US sports journalist Todd Ant believes Payton's reinstatement isn't a surprise, given the fact that he led them to Super Bowl glory 2 years ago.
No one ever thought anything different would happen. I mean, this man is revered in New Orleans. He has saint status, pun intended, basically because he won a Super Bowl for a team that no one ever thought would ever win one. So he's already done that. He's put together a tremendous team. He's back in the saddle. They want him back. He just signed a long-term $40 million contract, getting paid more than he did last year because he's a great coach. It's hard to find good coaches in the NFL. They're happy with him. The fans love him down there. And, he's going to bring this team back into prominence again.
Todd Ant reporting. Before we go, our top story once again this hour, and the host South Africa did their hopes of qualification for the second phase of the Africa Cup of Nations, the power of good, with a 2-0 victory over Angola on Wednesday, while Cape Verde had to settle for a point after conceding a second-half equaliser to Morocco. More on our website, bbcworldservice.com. For now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.